to start off, this is really a week for us to really kind of hone in on situational football. A lot of red zone emphasis. You saw it today, some two-minute, no huddle, but trying to put our guys more in some situations throughout the week. But I thought it was overall pretty good. Came back off of a long break. Defense, I thought, had a real sharp day, and they need it. The first couple days, I thought we were close to being on it, but, the big emphasis in today's meeting was more of the precision, and it felt better today.
McKenzie Bernard, what's he doing to get your catch your eye?
Well, I think that, obviously the guard spot, there's open competition there. He comes in with a certain mentality. I know Jeremy Parnell talks about his mentality. Very similar as far as their approach to the game and what he brings to that offensive line group. So now it's just a matter of when he gets the pads on, how it, comes through showing up on that.
Did you talk to Jeremy about McKenzie before he got here? And it was
all positive. Yeah, it's very good. Very good.
Burns and Robinson full go from now on?
I think they took like two reps a period. So we'll just see how they handle today and then go on from there. But we'd like to get them, more incorporated in some plays.
How has Nick Marshall kind of improved in coverage?
He did. He's good. He's just steady. And when you watch him, and I think this is really a challenging OTAs for him because we're really looking for him to make big strides. And but he just has that mindset that we loved about him when he came in as a corner. That's what you need. But he had a good day today.
Julius talked about the sense of urgency from the defense. It's a unit that seems to want to get better. Seeing that as well?
Yeah, I am. It's sometimes we talk about, hey, it's a process, and it is, but we're trying to do everything we can to speed that up. And I think that, some of the guys that are coming in to help our veterans are some other veterans. A Gibson and Malik and, those guys coming in, I think have really fit in nice with our group. And you're starting to see them hold each other accountable. Not as much as we want right now, but it's coming. So that's always a good sign because usually that takes the longest.
Do you think Amukamara or Armbruster will work before the end of minicamp?
Yes, I do.
How do you think Prince, does his veteran experience help him catch up quickly?
I hope so. He seems to be, he's real sharp in meetings and he understands it. My big thing with him was, let's make sure you learn your body, learn how we're going to take you through something like this, and then compete to get back on the field as fast as possible. So hopefully this week. Again, my conversations, we're not as frequent, and I just like it. It seems like he's taking more ownership on it. I know he did some things yesterday, came in, got a little extra treatment. So he's just, just keep stacking them up.
As far as looking at Dallas's offensive line, you guys have mentioned that, the scheme is similar. What skill set does Bernadou have that kind of translates when you watch him on film?
Well, I just think that, his toughness and some of the things, his ability to work in short area, like you'd hope for with a guard. His mentality, I think all those combination that he's had some experience just gave him a viable candidate to where like to come in and add to the competition.
You do the situational stuff. Are you able to do that because you're not putting in a whole new deal offense?
It sure helps, yes. Yes, we did a little bit last week, but it was more first and second down, maybe a little bit of third down, and then now this week more areas on the field, the red zone in 2 minutes.
You're pleased with it. Defense, was this their best effort today?
I thought so. Yeah, of the days, just most productive. You hope that when you go into it, you see it go back and forth. Offense has a good day, defense has a good day. Where it goes back and forth. So I just think that it's coming along. And what we're seeing, and the guys, had some energy today too. I think when you have those bursts like that, it gives them a good taste in the mouth.
Okay. Looking around, it seems like some of the guys have been here looking up to Tayshaun. What's he added individually?
Well, his work ethic. I think we're all, he's a bit vocal, but I think his actions and his work ethic every day, he shows up every day, and what you get from him, I think really spreads throughout the defense. So they know what, style of player he is and how important it is to him, and it's a welcome addition.